It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up later, we'll hear about a radio remake of the holiday classic It's a Wonderful Life coming up in Green Bay.
First, according to a consultant's report out this week, Wisconsin could save $42 million by moving away from the current model of health insurance for state workers and moving to what's called a self-insurance system.
It's an idea that's been considered by state legislators in recent years, though previous consultant reports have been mixed on the cost savings. So what's different this time around, and will we see the state move in this direction?
Here with us now to talk more about the report and how self-insurance might work in Wisconsin is David Wahlberg. He's a health and medicine reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. David, welcome back to the show.
Hi, glad to be here.
So what does it mean? Other states do this, as I understand it. What does it mean for a state to self-insure health coverage for employees?
So there's basically two ways employers can provide health insurance for their workers. One is fully insured, and the other one is self-insured. So with fully insured, which is generally used by small or middle-sized employers, they hire a insurance company to cover the risk for health care claims. So the premiums from workers and the employer go to the insurance company. And then if somebody has, say, a need for a heart transplant, a really expensive kind of care, maybe unexpectedly, the insurance company has to manage the risk for that. With self-insurance, which is typically used by larger employers, the company or the employer basically collects the premiums and keeps them themselves in sort of a cash reserve, and then they have to be have the risk for paying out those large unexpected claims.
In a nutshell, then, the change on the table would move us from that first thing you said to that second thing you said. Do I have that right?
Correct. Yes.
And so this report, this newest report, and this differs from some earlier reports, says the state could save $42 million a year by making the switch. So where do those savings come from?
Well, yeah, and just to give a little background, like you already mentioned, there's been some previous reports, a couple of reports in 2012 and 13, and they said the state could save anywhere from $20 million to having to incur a cost of up to $100 million. So it was kind of a mixed picture. This new report is from a consultant called Siegel, and they said the state could save $42 million a year. The main savings would be $18 million from an Affordable Care Act fee, and then also $11 million from lower administrative costs, and $11 million also from eliminating the profit margins of the insurers that they currently use.
So what steps would be involved in moving the state to that new model, that self-insurance model?
Yeah, it could take a variety of steps or turn out in a variety of ways. But so currently there are 18 plans that state workers choose among around the state. Actually, one of those is a self-insured plan. This gets a little confusing, but about less than 5% of state workers now are in a self-insured plan. But the vast majority, more than 95%, choose among 17 fully insured plans around the state. So if the state wanted to switch to mostly or all self-insurance, one idea would be that they would contract with one insurance company, which could be from within the state or out of the state, to administer the whole program, or potentially they could use a few companies, including some of those that are currently involved.
Talking to David Wahlberg from the Wisconsin State Journal about a possible move in Wisconsin to what's called a self-insurance system providing health care to state workers. David, good time for me to disclose that I am a state worker, have a possible economic impact from this. As I ask this next question, how could this change, if people are talking about this yet, affect state workers, the health care options they have, what they might pay for it?
Yeah, well, the first part of that, the options could be fewer. Instead of having a variety of choices in each county, for example, there might just be one or two plans to choose from. In terms of the benefits and the cost, it's a lot harder to say. One reason the state might want to do self-insurance is that they would have more control over the benefit design. And so what they would do with that control is kind of hard to predict, but potentially they could try to find other savings that way. So perhaps that would involve more costs for workers, you know, co-pays and so forth for insurance, but that doesn't necessarily have to be the result of self-insurance.
Let's get into some of the politics and procedure here. Who would the decider be when it comes to making this switch?
Right. So as you know, the state worker health plan covers a little over 200,000 state workers and then another 40,000 or so local workers, and both of those figures include their family members and children and so forth. And the program is run through the Department of Employee Trust Fund, and there is a board called the Group Insurance Board. It's an 11-member board, mostly controlled by the governor through administrators or appointees. And so basically that board is the one that makes the decisions. There is a bill, though, active in the legislature, just approved by the Assembly, that would give the Joint Finance Committee some say over a self-insurance contract.
And did I read you right? The governor, there's thought that the governor might veto something like that, or veto any effort by the legislature to have control over those appointees?
Yeah, so there was some language in the budget earlier this year that would have given the legislature more say in who is on this board, and actually it would have expanded the board with legislative appointed members. But the governor vetoed those provisions in the budget back in July. That appears to have led to a bill that the Joint Finance Committee, the budget writing committee of the legislature, introduced just a month or two ago, wanting more control over this process. When the initial bill came out, the governor said right away that he would veto that bill as well, but the bill has been sort of narrowed down to just focusing on approving a self-insurance contract. So apparently the governor is now saying that he would likely approve that.
There has been some criticism of this from the Wisconsin Association of Health Plans and some lawmakers. What kind of concerns have you seen raised, David?
Yeah, well, Wisconsin is a little different than most states in that we have a lot of health insurance plans and we have these sort of regional healthcare systems, you know, in Madison and Milwaukee and Fox Valley and Eau Claire and La Crosse. And each of those areas has these provider-owned healthcare systems. And so it's sort of an essential part of the way we have healthcare in our state. And the health plans are owned by the providers. And there's more competition among those plans than in essentially any other state. So the health insurers say that the state worker plan changed. The state worker plan represents about 14% of the market. So if you sort of take that out of this competitive market, it could have a big impact on healthcare systems around the state. They say it could reduce access and sort of disrupt the current healthcare market.
And as we wrap up, David, what is the next step?
So this group insurance board is scheduled to meet in February and likely will take up some parts of this in February, though it's pretty unlikely that they would do a sort of full up or down on self-insurance at that point. They may take on some other aspects of it that could eventually lead to self-insurance, but more likely in another year.
David, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
That's David Wahlberg with the Wisconsin State Journal. He joined us to talk about a report out this week saying that Wisconsin could save over $40 million by moving to a self-insurance system for state employees.